It appears that the solar industry is under attack.
Aaron Kirk is chief operating officer for Sunetric, one of 300 photovoltaic companies in Hawaii. Kirk says electric utility guidelines and State Department of Taxation rules are having a negative impact on consumer demand.
There's some issues with HECO, looking at saturation levels, and the other areas with the tax credits. Anytime there's a change, it creates uncertainty in the market, and people have a wait-and-see attitude. So really, we've built this robust solar industry that is for the purpose of hitting the clean energy initiative, and now it keeps being stalled by changes and uncertainty being put forth in the industry.
Kirk says many consumers contract for solar PV installations toward the end of the year to benefit from federal and state tax credits that help offset costs. State Department of Taxation Administrative Rules Officer Ted Shiraishi says residential homeowners can receive a 35% tax credit for a 5-kilowatt system capped at $5,000. Shiraishi says permanent administrative rules and rates will add certainty.
It does make certain that the same installation would yield the same credit no matter who installed it. This is great for the taxpayers, definitely great for tax practitioners, in that they can verify themselves, not just relying on, you know, the installer's invoice. They can figure it out on their own.
A $5,000 state tax credit plus a $7,500 federal tax credit could be available for a single 5-kilowatt system. Leslie Colebrooks, executive director for the Hawaii Solar Energy Association, says homeowners pay $25,000 for a PV installation, but the state tax credit payment could be delayed because of County Department of Planning and Permitting inspections.
If you're a homeowner, let's say you put your system in right now, but you're not going to get it inspected for a while. It'd be January, February. If you don't pass that first inspection under these rules, you wouldn't be able to even apply for the credit until the next year. To burden the residential taxpayer, there's no reason for it.
Renewable Energy Action Coalition Hawaii Director Eric Kwam has a different perspective. Kwam says the Department of Taxation's administrative rules violate the intent of the legislature and should be considered invalid.
What the department did with these rules was basically they rewrote the statutory definition of what a system was that's eligible for the tax credit in order to substitute a set of single property cap amounts that go by how a system is defined. They had no authority to do that.
The Department of Taxation says it will consider all public testimony and has scheduled decision-making for December 9th. If approved, the income tax credit rules could be implemented in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, Sunetric Executive Kirk says the Hawaii Clean Energy Initiative should be the goal and the focus.
Legislation needs to be passed that will keep the tax credits solid, predictable, matching up hopefully with the federal tax incentive, and sunsetting when our 40% clean energy initiative is reached. And until then, they shouldn't mess with it.
For HPR News, I'm Wayne Yoshioka.